I've talked to a lot of people who contracted and then ended up working in the pit, and I've never yet talked to somebody who didn't talk about contract mining with tremendous excitement and affection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, and it was a time, people say time went so fast. It was there was a challenge to it, and
well, you had to blast or you were fired. When I was, of course, they might have changed that later on, but when I first went to work there, it was round in, round out. And if you didn't blast before quitting time, you were canned automatically. Because the next shift that came on had to have muck.
Yeah.
And so as soon as you came down there, you started division of labor. One guy started drilling holes right away, and the other started mucking. And I started before there were mucking machines when you did it by hand.
What years were you mining?
Oh, in 36, mm-hmm. from 37 to 38. I worked at the rarest mine. That's now the pit's it's right about the center of the pit. And then the Belmont, then the St. Lawrence, then the Belmont.
Did you work with one partner through that time?
No. St. Lawrence I did for a while. There was a Norwegian fellow I worked with. And I liked that division of labor. We worked in filled in drift. I had been filled in for years and years with waste material. And of course, when the mining techniques improved so much that they could profitably smelt ore that ran maybe 2%, they started mining that old filled in material. So he'd muck and I'd tram. It was about a quarter of a mile to the station. I'd push the ore cart to the station, dump it, bring it back, and by the time I got back, he had another car full.